Would the Senate please come to order? Would the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 12 members present this morning.
Please stand for the invocation by Pastor Mike Rose of the Juneau Christian Center.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and the opportunity that we have to live this day to its fullest in the state of Alaska. Lord, help us to navigate today without the burden of yesterday's regrets and the heaviness of tomorrow's worries, as we were not designed to carry that heavy load. Help us to remember that all the water in the world, however hard it tried, could never ever sink a ship unless it got inside. And all the troubles in this life might wear us pretty thin, but they won't hurt us one least bit unless we let them in. Help us to remember the instructions in your word, which tell us not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything, and we will have your peace. Lord, we ask today that you would give the Senate special wisdom and direction regarding the important decisions that are being made in these chambers. We also ask that you bless and protect the families of the Senate and the House today. We pray for your guidance and direction for our president and his advisors in decisions being made regarding the Middle East crisis. Thank you for being a God who hears and answers prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Senator Cowdery, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I might note the audience behind us said the Pledge of Allegiance in pause. So with that, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal, Madam Secretary.
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 86th legislative day.
Senator Lehman.
Unanimous consent that the journal, as certified by the Senate Secretary, be approved.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to the introduction of guests. Are the guests for introduction? Senator Elk.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce some student council members from the Glacier Valley School. They're in the gallery behind me. And if they'll rise when I call their names, President Shelby Oklas, Vice President Brittany Fanumiai, Secretary Nanny Koch, Treasurer Jake Palki, and then staff members, Mr. President, Natasha Fanumiai, Tracy Tangney, John Shiat, Addie Towsley, Carlin Moe, Hannah Dyer, Carly Kasipit, Taylor Kesterson, Nethia Lavering, and then some student council representatives, Allison Delabrier, Cherise Marshall, Crystal DeWitt Narino, Pauline Zhang, Tiffany LaRue, and Kelsey Martin. And I hope I didn't butcher some of the names too badly. If the body could help me welcome them, please.
Mm-hmm. Further guests for introduction, Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. I have a couple of constituents, or actually three. Two of them are here from CAP. They're over in the, I believe, in the Grow Gallery. Scott Jepson and Jim Posey. Jim Posey is with the municipality. And also, I have Mr. Ward Whitmore. He's director of project development for Yukon Pacific. The company's still working on building a gas pipeline from the North Slope to Valdez. He's making welcome.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mrs. President. I also have a guest over in the Grow Gallery that's here with CAP, and it is Calvin Jones, better known by Ken.
Further guest for introduction, Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Grow Gallery, visiting from the Phillips Civic Action Program is Gail Gallagher from Sand Lake District.
Senator Ferguson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also with the Phillips CAP group, have Clifford Bouchard here, who lives just a little ways out of Soldotna. So please help me welcome him.
Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under introduction of guests, I also in the Grove Gallery have constituent Andy Vaughn, if we could welcome him.
Further guests for introduction, Senator Lehman.
Another guest from the Phillips Civic Action Program. lives in downtown Anchorage, right next door to where I used to live, Lori St. Alban.
Further guests for introduction. Senator Austin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have a, and all this week, we have a guest page that's working with us. She's right to my left. Would she please stand? I'd like to introduce Deja Barrier from Gustavus, and she'll be with us all week. Thank you.
If there are no further guests for introduction, that brings us to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 9th stating the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill number 343, Finance, thus adopting Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 343, Rules, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Professional Counselors and relating to licensing of professional counselors. Message dated April 9th stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Joint Resolution number 38, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, relating to urging the United States Congress to pass terrorism risk protection legislation.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
CS for House Bill number 160, Judiciary, by the House Judiciary Committee, an act requiring the reporting of induced terminations of pregnancies.
Hess and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 207, Rules, by the House Rules Committee, an act moving Election District 24, as described in the Constitution of the State of Alaska at statehood, from the 2nd Judicial District to the 4th Judicial District, and adding the Nambesna area to the 3rd Judicial District and removing it from the 4th Judicial District.
Judiciary.
House Bill number 411 by Representatives Fate, McGuire, and Senator Olson, an act relating to physician assistants, providing that a physician assistant is a health care provider covered by certain laws relating to medical malpractice actions, adding physician assistants to the list of providers against whom unfair discrimination relating to health care insurance is prohibited, and to the list of providers who can provide proof of disablement or handicap for the purpose of motor vehicle registration or for the purpose of obtaining a special license plate or a special parking permit, and providing for an effective date.
That will meet a Senate version in rules where it needs a substantive hearing.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following budget and audit report was received from Pat Davidson, legislative auditor, in accordance with AS 242311, and is on file in the Office of the Secretary of the Senate. Department of Labor and Workforce Development, State Training and Education Program, March 6, 2002. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees.
Transportation Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 100 relating to regulation and operation of electric personal motor vehicles into vehicle registration, recommends Transportation Transportation Committee substitute, zero fiscal note attached, signing no recommendation, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Wilkin and Taylor, signing do pass, Senator Ward, signing do not pass, Senator Elton. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 100 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 185, power cost equalization based on highest cost, recommends a Finance Committee substitute be adopted, zero fiscal note attached, signing do pass, Senator Donnelly, co-chair, Senator Wilkin. Signing no recommendation, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Osterman, Hoffman, Olson, Lehman, and Ward. Senate Bill number 185 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 226, Highway Design and Construction, recommends a Finance Committee substitute be adopted, fiscal information forthcoming. Signing do pass, Senators Donnelly and Kelly, co-chairs, Senators Osterman, Wilkin, and Ward. Signing no recommendation, Senators Hoffman, Olson, and Lehman. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 226 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee consider Senate Bill number 340, hold harmless provisions of PFD program, recommends a Finance Committee substitute be adopted. Fiscal notes attached, signing do pass, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Green, Wilkin, and Ward, signing do not pass, Senator Hoffman. Senate Bill number 340 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 358, naming state ferries. Zero fiscal note attached, signing do pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Elton, and Ward, signing no recommendation, Senator Taylor. Senate Bill number 358 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered House Bill number 405, crimes committed on state watercraft. Previous zero fiscal notes attached, signing do pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Elton, and Ward, signing amend, Senator Taylor. House Bill number 405 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 30 relating to Alaska Salmon Day. Zero fiscal note attached, signing do pass, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Davis, Stevens, and Halford. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 30 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. State Affairs Committee considered CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 26, State Affairs, House Arrest and Electronic Monitoring. Previous zero fiscal note attached, signing due pass, Senator Terrio, Chair, Senators Helford, Phillips, Stevens, and Davis. CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 26, State Affairs, has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 269, naming Bondsteel Bridge of Honor, and Senate Bill Number 274, Physicians Locum Tenens Permits, recommends placement on the calendar, signing the reports, Senator Phillips, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Helford, and Ellis. These bills appear on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 359 by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to organization grants for mergers, consolidations, or unifications involving third-class boroughs.
CNRA and Finance?
Senate Bill Number 360 by the Senate Resources Committee, an act establishing additional requirements for the consideration of applications under the Right-of-Way Leasing Act for an Alaska North Slope Natural Gas Project, authorizing expeditious priority treatment of all applications under that act and under other relevant state laws for issuance of a right-of-way lease for that project, authorizing the Commissioner of Natural Resources to act to modify the terms of certain state oil and gas leases related to the project and to act with legislative approval to waive, reduce, or defer the collection of royalties due the state, and authorizing the Commissioner of Revenue to act with legislative approval to waive, reduce, or defer the levy and collection of taxes by the state and municipalities under the oil and gas exploration, production, and pipeline transportation property tax related to the project, authorizing the Alaska Railroad Corporation to provide financing for the acquisition, construction, improvement, maintenance, equipping, operation, or expansion of the project and related facilities for the transportation of natural gas within and outside the state by others, and the corporation's issuance of its bonds to finance the project and facilities, and limiting consideration of judicial challenges to decisions made with respect to that project under this act, and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Green be shown as excused today because of illness.
Without objection, Senator Green will be shown as excused today due to illness. Senator Davis.
Could I have an at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. Will Senate please come back to order? We're on the daily calendar. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill Number 269 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act naming Bridge Number 1121 across the Knick River, the Sergeant James Bondsteel Bridge of Honor, and providing for an effective date. Transportation Committee considered the bill, zero fiscal note attached, signing due pass, Senator Cowdery, Chair, Senators Wilkin, Elton, and Taylor, signing a recommendation, Senator Ward. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends placement on the calendar, signing the report, Senator Phillips, Chair, Senators Cowdery, Helford, and Ellis. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 269 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 269 is considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and before us in final passage.
Senate Bill Number 269, an act naming Bridge Number 1121 across the Knick River, the Sergeant James Bondsteel Bridge of Honor, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Taylor.
I just had a question for whoever's carrying the bill. I think there are two bridges that cross the Knick River. At least when I drove out there the other day, I thought there was one that went one direction and one that goes the other direction. And I noticed that this is just one number. So can you, are we only naming one lane going one direction of this bridge? Is that what's going on? Or are we naming the bridge as it crosses the Knick? I was confused.
Senator Cowdery.
Thank you. Yes, the bridge number 1121 is the northbound lanes. The southbound lane is another bridge. And they're not connected. So it crosses the same river, but it's two different bridges. And if I could speak to the
Senator Cowdery.
Sergeant James Bondsteel was born on July the 18th, 1947 in Jackson, Michigan, and served his country during the Vietnam War. On May 24th in 1969, while wounded, he destroyed 10 enemy bunkers, and as recognition for his action, he was awarded the Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry. Senator Bondsteel retired from the Army in the mid-80s and moved north to Alaska. He worked with the U.S. Veterans Administration and lived in Wasilla. Traveling home on April the 9th, 1987, Mr. Bondsteel died in a traffic accident on Bridge 1121. I believe it's a fitting tribute to his memories and the sacrifice made by other veterans to name this bridge after this fine American. Thank you. Thank
you. Is there further debate? Senator Ellis. Senator Cowdery, I'm not sure that responding is necessarily an order on other legislation. Okay. Senator Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. A lot of bills that go through the legislature come through the Senate Finance Committee. And to my knowledge, there is not a minority package for the Year of the Veteran. And if there is, I'd kind of like to see it.
And that, too, was not on the topic of the bill before us. The question before the Senate is, final passage, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is an entire legislative package before this legislature to honor veterans. It's well known. The members of the Democratic minority are strongly supporting that legislative package. I think it's known to members, so I just want to make sure that something more than naming a bridge after this fine gentleman gets accomplished this year. And those bills undoubtedly are strewn throughout the legislative process. We ought to be working together to move them along. And so we will provide that to the co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee to make sure that he's fully apprised of what the veterans want out of this majority and this minority working together for their best interest.
Could we please proceed in order? The discussion of other legislation is not in order. Now we've had two directions, and Senator Lehman, on the bill before us.
Mr. President, I was just going to note that the last three comments are more appropriate under special orders than they are under debate under this bill.
The question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 269. If there is no further debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Bill 269 is passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of Senate Bill 269 will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Senator Don.
Will you please have it at ease?
Senate will stand at ease. Will Senate please come back to order, Madam Secretary?
Senate Bill number 274 by Senator Olson, an act relating to issuance of a locum tenens permit for a physician or osteopath and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommends Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing to pass. Senator Stevens, Chair. Senators Osterman, Davis, Lehman, Torgerson. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends placement on the calendar. Signing the report. Senator Phillips, Chair. Senators Cowdery, Halford, and Ellis. There is a Labor and Commerce Committee substitute.
Senator Stevens.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute is before us in lieu of the original bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 274, Labor and Commerce, by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to issuance of a locum tenens permit for a physician or osteopath and providing for an effective date. I have no amendments.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute, Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce, is before us in third reading on final passage.
CS for Senate Bill number 274, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to issuance of a locum tenens permit for a physician or osteopath and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? If there is no debate, the question before the Senate, Senator Olson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. As prime sponsor of this bill, I would like to go ahead and explain a couple of reasons why I went ahead and introduced this legislation. First of all, it allows the State Medical Board more flexibility to go ahead and grant locum tenens permits. The reason for the flexibility is that you need some employment evaluation opportunities to extend themselves, as well as filling critical staff vacancies in critical care hospitals. At this time, the statistics in Alaska show that the physician workforce is already underrepresented compared to Western states, and particularly in Western Alaska, or particularly in rural Alaska. Recruitment is becoming more and more of an issue as the physician average age, 50% of the 2,000 or so medical doctors are over the age of 50. The WIME program only puts out 8 physicians per year that are graduating. With that, in the near future, we're going to be in a shortage unless we're able to go ahead and allow more people to come on into the state to practice medicine. So with that, I ask that this bill be passed from the Senate.
Is there further debate on final passage of Committee Substitute Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce? If there's no further debate, members, please proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Committee Substitute Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Lehman?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage, Committee Substitute Senate Bill 274, Labor and Commerce, will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary. Well, we don't have any citations today. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Phillips, under unfinished business.
Mr. President, I'm going to make a motion here. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 250, which is currently in the Senate Rules Committee, and that's the common title of school performance reports, be returned from the Rules Committee to the Senate Hess Committee. That's Senate Bill 250, school performance reports.
Without objection, Senate Bill 250 will be returned to the Senate Hess Committee, school performance reports. On resolution that we passed yesterday, there was a technical error in the location of an amendment offered on the floor. We do have the bill back in our possession for a potential rescinding motion so that we could change that amendment. The resolution is, what number is it? HJR 44. Senator Donnelly.
Action in adopting and passing HJR 44 for the purposes of correcting a technical amendment.
The motion is to rescind our action in passing HJR 44, Resources Amended Senate. Do we have copies for everyone on the floor? They're being duplicated. If people want the copies, this is a resolution we had before us. We do have the amendment. It is the same language in a different location, but if anyone objects, we will wait for the copies. Okay, if there is no objection, Senator Donnelly, you moved the rescinding motion. The motion before us is to rescind our action in passing Committee Substitute House Joint Resolution 44, Resources Amended Senate. Is there objection to rescinding our action in passing the resolution? Without objection, the final passage on reconsideration is rescinded. The resolution is before us in third reading. Senator Donnelly.
I move and ask unanimous consent to return to second reading for the purposes of specific amendment number 3.
Is there objection to returning to second reading for specific amendment number 3? Without objection, we're in second reading for the consideration of specific amendment number 3. Senator Donnelly.
Move amendment number 3.
Amendment number 3 has been moved. Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number 3? Without objection, amendment number 3 is adopted. That brings the resolution back before us in final passage on the rescinding motion. Is there debate? Senator Taylor. It comes back to the same status. We passed it on reconsideration, but it is, in fact, on the rescinding motion.
Yeah.
But it's
I just wanted to make sure.
Rescinding brings it back in the status that it was, which was in reconsideration. If there is no debate, the question before the Senate is final passage, a Senate Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolution 44, Resources Amended Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute, House Joint Resolution 44, Resources Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays. Senator Terrio.
If at ease, please.
The Senate will stand at ease.
Bring up reconsideration on Senate Bill 356. There is an amendment by myself that is being duplicated.
Senate Bill 356 is before us on reconsideration. Madam Secretary, you want to read it?
Senate Bill number 356, an act relating to the authority of the Department of Environmental Conservation to issue general and individual permits for waste disposal and providing for an effective date. Before the Senate in third reading on reconsideration.
We'll stand at ease while the amendment is duplicated. Will the Senate please come back to order? The amendment is duplicated. The bill's before us on reconsideration. Senator Terrio.
Mr. President, I move amendment number one.
We're in third.
Oh, I'm sorry. Move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to return to second reading for the purpose of amendment, that being amendment number one.
Is there objection to return to second reading? Without objection, we're in second reading. Senator Terrio.
Move amendment number one.
Amendment number one has been moved. Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number one? Without objection, amendment number one is adopted. The bill is back before us in third reading on final passage on reconsideration. Is there debate? If there's no debate, the question is final passage on reconsideration, Senate Bill 356, amended Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Bill 356, amended, is passed the Senate on reconsideration by a vote of 14 yeas, 3 nays. Senator Lehman, the effective date.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 356 amended will be considered the roll call and effective date clauses. That brings us back to unfinished business. Senator Davis.
I'd like to bring up reconsideration for Senate Bill 140.
Reconsideration of Senate Bill 140 is before us. Senator Davis.
You want the titles to be read?
CS for Senate Bill number 140, Finance, an act relating to regulation and licensing of certain water power development projects and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? If there is no debate, the question is final passage, committee substitute Senate Bill 140, Finance, on reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so committee substitute Senate Bill 140, Finance, is passed the Senate on reconsideration by a vote of 15 yeas to 3 nays. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage will be considered the roll call and the effective date clause. That brings us again back to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, Senate Bill 278, taking property by eminent domain, has picked up a fiscal note, which could be significant, although it's listed in the note side of it. It will need an additional referral to the Finance Committee. So Senate Bill 278 has an additional referral to Finance. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ask for the leader of the body to speak about veterans issues.
Senator Terrio, on the topic of veterans issues under special orders.
Thank you. I addressed the body a couple days ago regarding a veterans publication that had a letter from myself and a response detailing the issues and concerns involved in Senate Bill 55, which is still in the Senate State Affairs Committee. Due to the previous comments made on the floor, I know that Senate State Affairs has moved a number of pieces of veterans-related legislation through the committee. This one has remained because there were additional questions unanswered by the administration, questions that were posed to them over a year ago. I finally met with Commissioner Duncan and General Oates just yesterday. They did provide some additional information from the VA, and we're looking at that right now to see if that adequately supplies the answers to the concerns that were brought up in the committee. I agree that the governor did introduce a package of sorts. We have moved on various pieces of legislation, but we won't move on a piece of legislation that still has unanswered questions and is causing grave concern to the residents who currently live in the Pioneer Homes. So we're trying to take care of those and I hope that this information that was supplied just yesterday takes us a long way to answering those questions.
Further special orders. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to permission the body to speak on honoring our institution.
Senator Ward.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring it to everybody's note, and also I would like to thank the chairman of the Rules Committee and for the members that haven't noticed, and also the widow of and the viewing population here. I would like everybody to know that the Rules Chairman has placed in our gallery a picture of our former colleague and friend, Cliff Groh, in the Groh Gallery, and I'd like to just thank the chairman of the Rules Committee for doing that. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further special orders. Senator Osterman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's not Friday, but it is fish day today in the lounge. Fresh salmon.
Senator Lehman, will you send us to the lounge, please?
I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, April 11th.
Without objection, we're adjourned to 11 a.m. tomorrow.